Very good evening, Zimbabwe. You are listening to Studio 7 from the Voice of America on Friday, May 17th, 2019. And this is Live Talk. I'm Blessing Zulu.
And I'm Tungameli Nkomo.
And tonight on Live Talk, we are going to talk about the state of the nation as the economic crisis worsens with President Emmerson Mnangagwa hoping political talks might end the meltdown.
To join our discussion, you can link us up at 001-202-619-2077.
And as usual, Live Talk goes out to Zimbabwe on our 909 medium wave frequency and on the 4930-6065 and 15460 kilo shortwave Monday through Friday at 8 p.m.
On the internet, we are streaming live at www.voandebele.com, www.voashona.com, as well as www.voazimbabwe.com.
President Mnangagwa today launched the Political Actors Dialogue, or POLAD, in Harare to officially kickstart talks with 17 minority opposition political parties, minus the main opposition party, the Movement for Democratic Change, led by Advocate Nelson Chamisa.
Mr. Mnangagwa told delegates at the Harare International Conference Center that, quote, the dialogue we are launching today will undoubtedly leave a lasting imprint on our country's political landscape and help to contribute to the turnaround of the country's socio-economic fortunes.
But many diplomats and political analysts are warning that without the MDC, the talks are dead on arrival and the economic crisis will worsen. Inflation has soared to 75.86%. The RTGS dollar is trading at more than 620 to the United States dollar on the parallel market, causing prices of goods to skyrocket.
Zimbabwe is struggling to attract meaningful capital due to a hostile business climate and country risk. There are also massive power cuts, fuel and water shortages.
If you wish to join the show right now, call us directly at this number, 001-202-619-2077, and we'll call you right back.
You can also send us a message on WhatsApp, and the number is 001-202-465-0318. You can also post a message on our Facebook platforms. That's on Twitter, social media platforms, rather. That's Twitter and Facebook.
Onguka hamwadiwa nasi tauti tinge tichitarisa mamiriro akaita zvinhu munyika vakawanda vachichema-chema kuti munyika munenge mapindwa napongwe. Zvinhu hazvina kumira zvakanaka. Mitengo yezvinhu iri kuramba ichiita chamuramba mhuru sezvo madhora anotambiriswa vashandi vakawanda emaRTGS ari kuramba iwo achishaya simba zvichienzaniswa nedhora riri kuAmerica. Zvopa kuti zvinhu zvese zvinge zvichiwedzerwa mutengo. Asi nhasi pane kutanga zviri pamutemo kwenhaurirano pakati pavaMnangagwa, vanhu vaivo mutungamiri webato reZANUPF riri kutonga nemamwe mapato madiki gumi nemanomwe vasangana navo kuHICC Harare International Conference Center vachiedza kuti vaite nhaurirano dzekugadzirisa mamiriro ezvinhu panyaya dzematongerwo enyika uye vachiedzawo kuti vagadzirise upfumi hwenyika uhwo hwaita midigari. Tungamiri.
Yebo, kunjalo Blessing lechona njani makaya kuti vana kuhlelo lweLive Talk lamhlanje sihlangana ngesikhathi ilizwe lisebunzimeni obukhulu. Umnotho uyadilika nje imihla lamalanga, intengo yezinto ikhuphuka ebusuku lemini. Sizwa nxa bekhuluma abaningi bathi ama-landlord abanikazi bezindlu phela sebesithi amaloja kumele ahlawule ngedola leMelika ngoba idola leZimbabwe kalisela msebenzi. I-rate iqhubeka iqonga idola leZimbabwe lisiya phansi, ama-RTGS phela kumbe iponda. Lamhlanje nje sizwa kuthiwa nxa ule dollar ule $100 United States dollars ufuna ama RTGS kumbe ibond bakunika imali edlula 600 okuyisibonelo esicacayo esicacileyo esibalulekileyo esiveza sobala ukuthi hayi izinto kazimanga kuhle kwezemnotho i-parallel market leyo esikubonileyo kusenzakala njalo lamhla umongameli Emmerson Mnangagwa uhlanganela bamabandla aphikisayo amancane agoqela uMDCT ekhokhelwa ngonkosazana Thokozani Kuphe lamanye oBrian Mteki labo elikaMteki sengilikhohliwe ukuthi lithwani lelo bandla and ngiyaza isimi ngedwa engilikhohlwayo njengentatheli izindaba kodwa like you say English and I'm trying to emphasize here that most of these so-called principles, really, many people don't know them unless if you went back to the newspapers, you know, that were written during the previous election. That's when you can check and see, oh, okay, so this guy's party is called blah, blah. But that's the point that I'm trying to emphasize, that many people really don't know these people. And kusenzakala lokho iMDC kaMnumzana Nelson Chamisa iyona kayikho kulezi nkulumo lizakhumbula ukuba nakuloku donselana phakathi kaMnangagwa la uChamisa ngababoni ngasolinye ngaleyo ndlela ukuhlala phansi kwabo bobabili kuyahlupha yiko ke uMnangagwa hlale phansi labanye laba kambe ngokubona kwenu baza kwenelisa yini ukulikhipha edakeni elikilo ilizwe leZimbabwe uMnangagwa labanye laba asehlale phansi labo asebezama ukuthola isusombululo yilo udaba esingalo lamhlanje blessing sile guest yethu yakuqala
we have efindlela Ncube of the National Consumer Rights Association Mr. Ncube, good evening.
Yes, good evening.
Yes, thanks for joining us.
Thank you very much.
And Tunga, you can start the ball rolling.
Mr. Ncube, we are told that things are not well. The economy is on a free fall, and according to many analysts, the government seems to be struggling to find a way out. What are you seeing on the ground?
Well, I'm agreeing with the analysts that are saying the government is finding it very difficult to put the economy together. Largely because it is not the crisis, it is not the economy itself, it is not the money, but it is politics. Stupid, as they will put it. Unless they fix the politics, unless they fix the political fundamentals that anchor the economic growth, that will create jobs, that will create the environment necessary for investors to come in and create the jobs, that will create the necessary environment for us to introduce our Zimbabwean dollar later on, a stable currency that will be used within the country and outside the country. Unless we create the necessary or establish the necessary political fundamentals that will enter the stability that the economy needs to regenerate itself, we are not going to go anywhere. But they seem to be skating that one, focusing on the economy itself. So I would argue that you need to reform the politics, bring on board each and every actor in politics, the main actors, that is obviously you will begin with the advocates, next and Chamisa, you know, all of them, including the one that you spoke of, Brian Mteki. Bring them on board, a comprehensive dialogue to resolve the outstanding political questions. Once you do that, the idea will be to then go to the next stage. Having achieved the political stability, you will then get to a stage where you can stabilize the economy. Once the economy has been stabilized, then you can move on to the social stability issues and so forth. But let me say again that when you look at our economy, there are so many fundamental questions that are not yet answered. The first one is the policy uncertainty. We have a level of a policy uncertainty that has not been seen in recent years. Very much conflicting statements that are coming from the government and within the economic sector itself, the Minister of Finance and the Reserve Bank Governor, there is no clarity as to the roles, who has to do what in order to stabilize the economy, where does the monetary policy end and where does the fiscal policy end. There seems to be that contradiction. At a second level, you need to deal with which currency is going to be the currency of Zimbabwe, let me put it that way, in 8-9 months' time. Because investors, before they come in, they need to hedge themselves against potential political and economic risk, operational risk, and so forth. But they cannot do that unless they know which currency is going to be used in the next 1 year or 2 years or and so forth. As it stands now, you need to decide which currency is going to enter our economy. We seem to be focusing on the RTGS, something that is not working, and it is never going to work. It is actually going to destroy the economy further. So it means you have to decide between using the US dollar or the South African rand. Economists have argued differently on that one, but they seem to be preponderance of evidence of potential growth if you lean towards the South African rand, because it is a weaker economy that can anchor tourism, that can anchor industrial regeneration, that can also assist in export regeneration so that we generate the necessary foreign tax reserves that later on we are going to use to stabilize our new currency and so forth. Mm-hmm. So you have so many, and that with tremendous unemployment, also not seen in recent years. Instead of creating jobs, industries are shedding jobs. And that on its own is creating a lot of potential political and social instability in the country. So you have so many things that are going on, but I'll conclude by saying it is the politics that you need to fix first before you go on to the economic fundamentals.
Mm-hmm. Thank you very much, Mr. Ncube. Please do stay on the line, Mr. Zulu. We have another guest.
Of course, but you heard what Mr. Ncube there said. He says it's the politics stupid. Is of course, going back to 1992, the Clinton, George H.W. Bush election campaign, when James Carville, who was Clinton's strategist, coined the words, "Is the economy stupid?" But Mr. Ncube is saying it's the politics. Let's go to the Secretary General of the Zimbabwe Congress of Trade Unions, Mr. Japhet Moyo. Mr. Moyo, good evening.
Good evening to you, Blessing.
Thank you so much for joining us. Now, Mr. Moyo, we understand that the RTGS dollar on the parallel market is going for about $6, one to more than 600, 620, somewhere thereabouts, one to six. 100 RTGS, $600 or more. How is this affecting the ordinary workers?
Ordinary workers are finding it very difficult to cope up with the price increases. Mm-hmm. As the parallel market runs high, or the exchange rate goes up, we have seen businesses responding by increasing their products and services, and wages have lagged behind. So we seem to be losing the fight on prices at this moment. I don't think the authorities do have a solution on how they are going to rein in the galloping price hikes or galloping prices, as the economy says. So it is very difficult exactly for the workers to plan, to budget. As I speak to you, we are not sure how much is it going to cost tomorrow to report for duty. Fortunately, tomorrow is a Saturday. Mm-hmm. But probably on Monday, the price of transport would have gone up. Every day, the cost of living is just going up. And those who are abused with collective bargaining, they seem to have lost the plot again. Because the minute you come out from the boardroom with your employer, you find that the prices have changed. So it becomes a vicious cycle. It becomes, in fact, useless to even go to the employer and say you want a particular percentage. Because that percentage, after you've been given, it becomes worthless.
But, Mr. Moyo, yesterday and the day before, we heard the Minister of Finance saying, all is well, and Zimbabwe is actually on the right path to economic recovery, and is saying the government is actually making a surplus.
That narrative has been the government narrative over the past 20 years when the economy has been crumbling. So it surprised people. Probably the graph of how the economy is crumbling is put upside down. According to them, because everything is just falling apart. People were asking after that message whether this person is living in Zimbabwe, whether the finance minister is living in Zimbabwe, because that's not the reality on the ground. He talks about an economy which is on rebound, but the economy is just crumbling. I think people are finding it very difficult to survive. This has been the talk over the years. If you go to the public media, you will find that everything is fine. If you listen to the public officials, everything is fine. But on the ground, everyone will agree that things are not okay.
Thank you so much, Mr. Moyo. Of course, you know, Zimbabweans love to joke around in Tunga. They say, if you want fuel, you can go to the Herald. It's always available.
And the ZBC.
Oh, yes.
As it named Terere Parunari.
Mkoma David, Magadi. Aiwa tiripo mkoma David tipewo pfungwa dzenyu nemamiro akaita zvino munyika.
Mamiro akaita zvino munyika. Inifunga dziripo dzekuti dialogue iri kuitwa iyi. Dzakangofana nekuti mumba uri kuda kukudya sadza. Asi sadza iri wakumbosewa zvako nekuti asi zvinoso kuziva kuti chikeni iripo ndeyandoseva nayo haudi kuitora muchirugu kuti uraye ugodyawo nechikeni zvinoita vamwe. Ndozviri kuitika padialogue. Chingori pachena tinoda kungotaurwa. Chokwadi ndechekuti vashandisa ndovanogona kusolva problem iri muZimbabwe. Hazvinei kuti vanodiwa kana kuti vari kuita sei asashamisa pari zvino ndovaidiaros. Saka kuti vashamisa padialogue hazvina kana kwazvinobatsira. Tingoti vashamisa padialogue vataurirani vaonangagwa. Ndikangotaurira mari kunoita pabhengi munoona vanhu vakatakura mabhokisi emazvese vachiisa mubhengi.
Saka ndivo vane makiyi acho.
Vashamisa ndovane kiyi dzose. Sezvakambira pakutanga kuti munhu unogona kuti uri kudyira musadza nomupiri zuva nezuva asi huku nematanga zvakaaenavako ota inini handidye nyama asi iwe nyama uchida uchidya uchidzaireito inotoita kuti zvinhu zvako zvifambe zvakanaka. Saka ndoziri kungoitika chete. Ndakangoonza vachamisa apa chete nyaya yosiyaa hapana chine chisipo muZimbabwe. Hapana chatinoshota wedha mabasa kana chii kana isi tiri kunze kwenyika. Mangwana tinoita kusenda kana zviita pana chipo zvinai takabva tatosiya kunoa kumusha asi vangobvisa chii vatangirai zvinhu zvakabva zvatanga kuita.
Aiwa, tinotenda zvikuru mukoma David nekupinda muchirongwa chedu. David Antunga, unfortunately the line was breaking a bit, but what is essentially saying that is that dialogue without Advocate Chamisa at this time is useless. It will not take the country forward. That's his personal view.
And to put some perspective to the issue of dialogue between President Emmerson Mnangagwa and opposition parties, in the last election, Mr. Mnangagwa got 50.8%, Mr. Nelson Chamisa got 44.3%. Then the rest, these are the two main actors, The rest, number three, was Togozani Kupi of the MDCT. She got 0.9%. Joseph Makamba Busha, 0.4%. Nkosana Moyo, 0.3%. Evaristo Chikanga, 0.3%. Joyce Mujuru, 0.3%. Hlabangana Kwanele, 0.2%. Blessing Kasia Muru, not Zulu, 0.1%. William Mugadza, 0.1%. Divine Mhamba, 0.1%. Peter Wilson, 0.1%. Peter Muyanduri, 0.1%. Ambrose Mteniri, 0.1%. Daniel Shumba, 0.1%. Peter Gava, 0.1%. Brian Mteki, not to pick on him, 0.1%. Lovemore Madugu, 0.1%. Noah Ngoni Manyika, 0.1%. Elton Mangoma, 0.1%. Melba Zepasi, 0%. Violet Mariacha, 0.0%. Timothy Chiguare, 0.0%. So, my point here, Nube Ingizeguwe, is Uchamisa Nayesiti, Umnangagwa, uyadlala Nayesala Pansi, Labanye Bonke Lababatolama, 0%. Kodwa engafuna ukuhlala phansi la yena owathola 44%, which is 2.something million votes. Akalayo ipoint yini khona Uchamisa, ngoba nxa kusibala inkulumo mpela yebo uyasho ukubana umuntu wonke kumele abe kulezi nkulumo. Kodwa kawusoze uthiye umuntu owakulandelayo owaphosa wakunqoba ole 44.something percent, 2 million votes. Usiyakhulumisana lama 0% wonke lawo.
Into eqhakazileyo vele kukhona lokhu, ngabe ukuthi kuzabe kukhulumisana amaparty la aye kuma-election, kumele ngithi ama-presidential candidate, kumele kube yi-100% of abantu laba obaqambileyo. Kusuka kulo othole 0.1 kuze kufike kothole 50.8%. Bonke labo bantu bamele babe khona, because each one of them, including othole 0.1%, represents abantu beZimbabwe abathile. Bangaba bahlanu, bangaba ngu-10, bangaba ngu-100, kuze kuyefika kothole 2.something, lomunye othole 2.something. Kasifundeni ukuthi nxa sisakha ilizwe silakha sindawonye. You can't pick and choose ukuthi ngikhuluma lobani kangikhulume lobani. Ngawe usakha ilizwe leZimbabwe ukhuluma layo wonke umuntu weZimbabwe. Especially into eqakathekileyo ukuthi ngiyichaze, ukhulumisana lomuntu ophikisana laye kakhulu, awukhulumisani lomuntu elivumelanayo. Ngesikhiwa sithi, you don't negotiate with your friends, you negotiate with your foes, with your enemies, with your adversaries. Njengoba bengasho kanjalo ngesingisi, okutho laba abaphikisana lapha. Ngesingami-ke wonke umuntu ufanele abe khona etafuleni ayemela labo bantu inani lelo alizuzayo. Ngakho-ke nangabe i-44.something percent ingekho etafuleni, kutho ukuthi 44.something percent of Zimbabweans are not represented etafuleni lolilea. Kuzabe kusitsho ukuthi umnakano wabo, umcabango wabo okade uzakwakha ilizwe uyabuseleceleni. Sifundeni-ke ukuthi ngokuthula bafinyelele komunye lomunye, for the interest, in the interest of abantu beZimbabwe, bakwazi ukuthi wonke umuntu abe setafuleni, kabaxoxisane besimoya. Wonke umuntu abe khona. Ngiyathanda ukuthi ngiyichaze le ndawo, wonke umuntu kabe khona. Uchamisa kangasali ngaphandle noma kutheni, kabe khona etafuleni.
Nanzi naba efidlela Ncube, Blessing Moon wese ngaphinde muhurukuro idzi ndokuti kuwanikwe mazano ekuburitsa nyika mumadaga aya.
And if you close your eyes to facts, you learn through accidents. Rikaitende ku never tear it. First, I think Stole. Ubaba Stole.
We have lost one listener there.
Let's try. I think David. Give more. Mkoma give more. Chiguari.
Hello, hello.
Magadi.
Rinani, Rinani, Jaizo, Magasimba.
Tirinani, Murukupi, Mguma, give more.
Rimuno Mwavoroni, Mu.
Pabotwana.
Mwavoroni.
Ah, yeah. Okay, alright. Tipeo Funguaze, you know, my mirror, I get us in Kumushop.
Hey. Ziripache na utiru mende wa mnangagwa wakundikana chaisi and it comes to a surprise kuti ziyo wakambo hende sana kumaskot na wachamisa wachi ziyo wachiti waka wina my election wachi kukana waka wina my election and kanavari wa wanudi wane wane kazoita konga watu ongeka taika uti parisi no vava kuronga zvekuti vatsvage help yavachamisa kana kuti presence ye kuva ne involvement ye MPC ndo zvavachamisa kuti pesa apa vachamisa vakawina my elections hapana asingazvizivi kuti the majority voted for MPC but now it's now come to our surprise. They failed, and see, my advice to president of MDC, Rakanita, Dekuti, it's better for him to stay away from this unity government. If they are proposing like the way they are proposing this for unity, because the same thing failed with Morgan Tsvangirai. So why do we have to think the same thing? We'll solve the problem now when it failed with Morgan Tsvangirai, which we all know now is the late Morgan, our first MDC leader.
Mm-hmm.
You know. So, God.
Mm-hmm. Thank
actually,
you.
Actually, I see. Mm-hmm. Yeah. Okay.
Thank you, Mr. Chiguare. We just want to take another caller, but thank you so much for sharing your thoughts. I think.
Regular Mole and it was Tolle. Gunzan is Tolle.
Hey,
I see a pillar. Hey, Belukumi looking on Lako, what was Cecilia? We soon can ele would say, I will see Pumbo Nako when Zagala Elise. Siyabonga sithole ungena kuhlelo.
Yeah,
it's half past 8 o'clock in Zimbabwe and half past 2 here in Washington. And this is a live talk. Tonight we are focusing on the state of our nation given the worsening socioeconomic situation. VaZulu, mtungamiro MDC va Nelson Chamisa vakambotaura kuti kana ndisipo haivhiwe Asi zvataona nhasi taona va mutungamiri wenyika vaEmmerson Mnangagwa vachigara pasi nevatungamiri vemamwe mapato anopikisa vakuda kuivhiya ameno tingabvunza vamoyo Jafet Moyo vezctu kuti muri kuona vachibudirira here pakuivhiya apa vamunangagwa nevamwe vavo vamoyo vachamisa vasipo.
Patinoterera zviri kuitika munyika, ruzhinji riri kuratidza kuti hurukuro dziri kuita izvi dzichatotadza kugadzirisa machallenges aripo. Vakawanda vakutotaura kusati vatanga kutotaura ivavo vari kugara pasi. Vanhu vari kutaura kuti vanhu varipo vari kutaura navamunangagwa haisivo vanofanira kuva vachitungamira hurukuro dzakadaro kana kuparticipata kusiya vaya vane vanhu. Saka ishu yetingati trust kana kuti confidence kuti mashandiro edu kana kuti mashandiro ehurumende achachinja here nevanhu ava vari kugara pasi, zvinongooneka kuti vanhu vaya vari kugariswa pasi vatangopiwa zviwizi kana kuti kuiswa muhomwe navana Munangagwa, asi hapana zvisachinja. Ndida kunzwa kwekutanga muchitanga program, asi nyaya iri kunetsa muZimbabwe isingati kutaurwa nevamwe inyaya yepolitics. Kana vachitaura vachisiya ava vasina kupinda, hatina kugadzirisa politics zvedu. Politics zvedu tinofanira kuva tichitaudzana ivo vasingawirirani. Hautauri nevanasahwira vako, unotaura nevanhu usingawirirani navo. Ndiyo nzira yekuti tigadzirise. Tine nyaya iyo zvino, nyaya yekuti tiri kushandisa mari yipi muZimbabwe ende inochinjwa rini. Ngangochinja kana kusiku tarara tomuka makuseni tichitaurwa kuti RTG hakusina. Ndizvo zvinhu zvinofanira kuchinjwa. Zvinochinjwa chete kana vanhu vagara pasi tabvumirana kuti ndiyo nzira tichashanda nayo tichiendera pamberi. Avo vari kugara iyo zvino havasi kutaura nenyaya dzakafana neizvozvo, saka hapana zvatiri kugadzirisa nekugara pasi uko.
I think we have another call, mutungamiri.
Hello, mutereri, mulaleri.
Hello, makasimba.
Takasimba, makasimbawo.
Hatirinani ndizvo.
Ndepeyo pfungwa dzenyu.
Ya, ine pfungwa dzangu nemaonero andidhidha ndichitarisa nyika yedu yeZimbabwe nekutambudzika kwayaita kwenguva yakareba. Asi zvichiramba kuita zvinenge zvitarisirwa nevanhu. Ndichitarisa panguva yeko zvino, tichitarisa kuti vese vanhu venyika yeZimbabwe shuviro yavo yavai kuti dai nyika yedu yakwanisa kufamba zvakanaka. Asi zviri kuramba kufamba saizvozvo. Asi tatava kuti dai tangokumbira kuvatungamiri vedu venyika dai vagona kuita chinhu chimwe chete kuti zvinhu zvedu zvibatsire kuva zvinodi zvinotifandira. Nekuti dambudziko riripo nderekuti vari kutungamirira pari zvavanenge vachibodo tisi takabata mati eduwo. Asi vavo vavo vari kukuopozisheni vachitibodosi isiwo tinokwanisa kuti tiitewo zvakati. Asi chatakugumira chekuti dai vachingogona kuita chinhu chimwe chete vedu kuti nyika yedu ichingofamba ichinge kumberi, vana vezimbabwe vakwanise kuwana kukunda mumatambudziko avainawo. Nekuti tikada kuti umwe ari kudhonza achiindako, umwe achidhonza achiindako, upedzisiro wazvo hapana chatinobuda nacho. Tinoramba tichingori vanhu vanenge vachitambudzika vachisafa.
Ibhasketi ratizirai kuti uku riri kurukwa, uku riri kurudunurwa.
Ndo dambudziko ririkuitika kuti umwe achitireya kuvaka, umwe ari kusvika achibvisa chitinha achikandira uko achiri bodo iwo uri kuti chakati. Saka nyika yacho inobva yasvika pakuti zvinonetsa. kana iwo vachamiswawo futi toti dai vagona kuchipindwa nemweya wevanhu mweya wekuti tine mweya yavanhu yekuti nyika yedu ichingofamba tikatarisa vatangirai last time vakapinda vakasvika pakushanda pamwe chete navo mugabe nyika yedu dzafamba tese tikainjoya tikanakiwa saka iko zvinhu zvisinei pamwe chete nepatiri papa ivenjero ukaona kuti ah baba vakundikana pavagonewa aiwa chingozviteremutawo ngozvininibisawo woita kuti uchisavha nation not kuti uzadzise zvino zvaunenge uchida iwewe
saka imi munonzi mukomana hatina kubvunza zita kwekutanga uko
indeti vamanatsa
vamanatse
vamanatsa
manatsa aiwa manatsa shuwa mabva manyatsobaya dede nemukanwa
saka pamano patiri kungochema kuti ngavachimbogona nokuti tikawirirana chete tikaita chinhu chimwe chechiti nyika yedu inobudirira kuti inzi Zimbabwe hunge ina vanhu saka vanhu tikangobatana tese tikati ngatimboumba chinhu chimwe chete nyika yedu imbofamba like dialogue yakutaura nezvavese tinozviona kuti umwe munanga achii anenge ane pfungwa dzakadenga chiti ah no dai magona kuti mudai kuti tikwanise kutidai but nguva yatavabhari zvino ndeyekuti ndofunga nguva yarebesa vanhu vachingochema chinhu chimwe chete vauma nyika ino ngaichimbonakawo inakidze tidyewo mafuta yo nyika iyi tisati taziya nyika dzino vamwe takangozvagwa tiri kumatambudziko saka tofikira here kumatambudziko futake
aiwa tinotenda zvikuru vamanatsa nekupinda muchirongwa chedu
handiva
hai siyabonga bakhuluma ke abalaleli abasanda sixhuma sengumsakazo westudio 7 nanjalo sikuhlelo lwe-live talk lamhlanje nje ngolwesihlanu sixoxa ngobunzima elibhekane labo sihlobo eZimbabwe obugoqela obezenotho phela izinto zikhwela amahlayana idola lemelika liqhubeka lisiba lamandla kanti idola leZimbabwe i-RTGS kumbe ibond inxali linganiswa lelemelika hhayi lilahlekelwa ngamandla imihla la malanga osokwenze impilo zabantu abaningi zabanzi makakhulu badla imbuya ngolutho abantu abaningi sikhuluma ke ngokungenziwa ikakhulu sikhangela ukubana kusungulwe inkulumo phakathi kukamongameli Emmerson Mnangagwa namhlanje laba amabandla aphikisayo amancane LMDC elikachamisa kaliko kulezo nkulumo esikutholayo from bonabo abasenkulumeni lezi bathi this is not about power sharing okusuke ke kuphehle umbuzo omkhulu Ncube othi nxa inkulumo lezi zingadingi ukuvumelana ekuthini mhlawumbe kubunje uhulumende wenkazathu zimayelana ngani kahle kahle
ke kulapho vele ukuqala khona indaba yikho sisithi thina abanengi kumele kuqale into yokuthiwa yi-agenda lingahlangani kungacacanga ukuthi lihlangana lijonge ukwenzani ukuze likwazi ukuthi umhlangano wenu ube uyimpumelelo kuya ngokuthi belivumeleleni ukuthi i-outcome eliyikhangeleleyo yini so kuzaba nzima ukuthi bameje ukuthi are they making progress or abenzi progress ukuthi are they succeeding or failing unless they know ukuthi what the agenda, what's the goal, what's the objective of the meeting itself. So that is the starting point. I think to a certain extent the organizers, not necessarily the actors, I mean whoever else is organizing lo mhlangano wenza lokho kutwa ngesikhiwa putting the cart before the horse. Kumele uqale ukuthatha ukuthi abantu abahlangana bafuna ukwenzani xa usithi bafuna ukulungisa ilizwe bafuna ukulilungisa njani what is it that at the end of the day ngase bekwenzile you believe ukuthi kuza kwenza ukuthi ilizwe lihlangane if it is politics that is a problem kumele yenziwe njani nxa i-economy kumele yenziwe njani that is what has to be defined first as an objective before bahlangane xa behlangana besiya phambili sebekwazi ukuthi what is the goal of the meeting what are the outcomes abazikhangeleleyo kuyo that is where i-confusion ekhona baba Nkomo
bazulu tine imwe muteereri I think vashoko makadii vashoko
ndosimba makadiyo uri sei
aiwa tiri nani zvemutowa kumwe wakaoma kumwe munyoro tipewo pfungwa dzenyu
Zina zina kumila zakana kama Zimbabwe kuzi kana kana sabani ya dialogu apa tangu kwa dawa jamii kwa wanu sisi kwa katika waka yenda kumna kwa kwa katika na kuzi zini kwa sababu pangua ime pakuwa tiwa chini sisi au iyo pacha au sisi au la watu la ni wapo kwa zao wau sasa ni sawa mume kuzi izasbati kiti wamna ngapa watu wano walipasi wakwa na mafuta walipasi pasi la kisia mungu ahanga arungo wano anodiwane wano kiti kita urane wazi wakate urana na wachami kako nisana kwa wakangu itapanguwa ya ya wakangira ita waka usitana kwa wakangu ita zaka naka asiko sile zika wapa mnyo zaka ita wazi ya mbako ya kurema
chicha ni kata
makula kita zinu ni mari na hindi zikai makula kita zinu sana radio ino kumira zile mwanzo ziko kumira bali sana ya simu zira every day no ana kumira mwanzo kuna sika buda ukapinda mwanzo tizi ukabuda within 5 minutes no ana kumira wanga ina kutenga cha kumira sasa hazindano sasa kaita mzila
ayo tinotenda zikuru wa shoko ne kupinda mchirongo chedu muri kupi mimi
ii mri kufona mri kugwanda sasa zino
kugwanda
ee ama ita basa suru kiti mda fora suwe kiti mda mchirongo kana ita nasa
ayo watinotenda chirongwa chenyu nesu tunuzuko oma nyuku nyuku gara mchinge mafoni
ama ita basa suru
tunotenda shukuru
For those who might be landing in Zimbabwe today from some outer space, from some planet Mars or the moon or some other celestial body, the country is in a crisis, the economy is on a free fall, there is no electricity, we are having a 10-hour power outages pretty much every single day, because according to the government, the Kariba power station, together with the Wange power station and several other small stations, are failing to generate enough power for the country. The rate of the RTGS, the bond, continues to plummet compared to the US dollar, resulting in many merchants demanding payments in US dollars. Many people, blessing, do not want anything to have with the local currency currently, because pretty much it has become useless.
Of course, we want to thank those following us on Facebook. Thank you to Watson Musi, Arguti Echaora Chinwich. Fraser Chicks, Nathan NR, Arguti Manata is really on point. Mampo Shava, Arguti watching from Johannesburg. Victor Runindi, Arguti Chamisa Chete Chete. Nicodemus Matari, Arguti dialogue with those groups of losers is a waste of time. Catherine Bangura, Arguti dialogue without both parties is useless. Watson Musi, Arguti, the meaning of dialogue is Chamisa, no one else. Watson, thank you. Cleopatra, Mutamwai Hiwayo, Vanube, Ngavati, Vangati, Asi, Kutozishingisa, Mumoyo, Varkuna, Utizakaoma, Uye, Avachasugone, referring there to the finance minister, of course, Professor Mtuli Ngube. Edima Kunura, thank you so much. Onias Nzua, Arguti, call me, please. Augustine Mawodza, Arguti Nyika, Iriku Trava Rume, Apana Chichabuda, Kupaku Zanu PF, Vakundika Nazwa Chose. Brighton Chireka, thank you so much, Dr. Chireka. Grievous Shiripinda, Arguti Makasimba Ere Uko, Vakumana Uko, Dai Maitao Tawe Iko Uko, Kuno Zinu, Jave Matingu Mutinya, Ngozo Uskwa. Ndi Grievous. Donald Mamboma, Arguti Komit, and we Gumbo, watching from Johannesburg. I think these are some of the people following us on our Facebook page. Ntungamile.
Yebo kunjalo, blessing. Sithathe umlaleli ecingweni uPhilip Spanda. Kunjani mtawini?
Eh, uthini? Long time, kazam. Kunjani?
Hayi, siyaphila. Usiqhumo ngapi?
Hayi, it's always in Manchester.
Uthini ngokwenzakalayo ekhaya la?
First and foremost, Zimbabweans, we have got to swallow our pride. If you are living in America, I'm living in the UK. My brothers and sisters are living in South Africa, Botswana. We all want our Zimbabwe, a lovely country, okay? The president of Zimbabwe has got to swallow his pride, okay? When you talk of a dialogue, you talk of a ruling party and an opposition party. We don't want to talk playing games. He has got to engage a dialogue, not to mess around. Because this is the beginning. He is going to engage a dialogue. At the moment, he is just attempting to do a dialogue. Once he starts a dialogue, he will call those who are supposed to meet the dialogue. A dialogue with conditions, not a dialogue with thieves. Nelson Chamisa will never accept a dialogue of what to be told. That's what is going to happen, okay? So that's good that he's just attempting to talk about a dialogue. The dialogue will come, okay? Let's swallow our pride and forget that we want Tokozani Kupe, we want this, we want a Zimbabwe, a dialogue of all parties, not a dialogue of that I'm not picking Nelson Chamisa because he's campaigning like this. We are joking. Let the dialogue start.
Mm-hmm.
Simple. We haven't seen anything. It's good. You remember when the young man said, "Bagabu makiz angu, lachonja amaki angu, muchandi zore la makiz angu." Because, you know, barwe sa keke pamuromo, bachiri budisa, bachiri sa pamuromo, the dialogue will come. So we are in a process of watching and learning and understanding. So let's just watch. Yes, two poles fighting is coming. The dialogue is coming. Maybe in the next 3 months, but the dialogue is coming. He hasn't started talking about the dialogue. Mm-hmm. Swallow your pride. Call those who are supposed to meet the dialogue. Then we talk. Simple. Those are my 2 cents.
Siyabonga mlaleli. Philip Spanda, ubele ntamba mihle khona ngapho Manchester.
God bless you. Thank you, Kazlam. Bye-bye.
Let's first go to Mr. Moyo. Mr. Moyo, are you still on the line?
Yes, please.
Of course, they are hearing what people are saying. People are angry. All is not well. Of course, they say anger and madness are brothers. And of course, some will argue, Mr. Moyo, that he who cannot dance will say the yard is stony. The government has said the reason why the economy is not performing is because of sanctions. Is this true?
No, it is not true. I think there is evidence that a trade between Zimbabwe and Europe, trade between Zimbabwe and America, is even higher than trade between Zimbabwe and the rest of Africa. So that is not true that we are in this state because of the sanctions. Mm-hmm. In fact, the truth of the matter is that we are in this state because people no longer have confidence in the administration. Mm-hmm. Because of how they do their policy, how they do their administration, patronage in running the affairs of the state, issues to do with the civil liberties, issues to do with the rule of law. It's about how we conduct ourselves.
Mm-hmm.
People who have got money, people who want to do business, are not sure whether if they put their money on the table, their money is going to be safe.
Mm-hmm.
That's the fact. That's the reason why people decide to go under. When I say under, I mean people go informal. You can get the American dollar in the informal economy, not in the formal sector. So it's about people having no trust in the authorities. We have said as labor, probably it's a waste of time even to talk about these days they're talking about social contract. Mm-hmm. A social contract blessing is going to be a piece of paper which is not going to resolve the problem, mm-hmm. because we are still in this toxic political environment. So first you deal with the politics of the country, and then you can talk about, can labor come on the table, can business come on the table, can we then discuss? Because even if we discuss when people don't have trust on the authorities, even whatever we discuss is not going to be adhered to. No one is going to make a follow-up and implement what we agree. So even saying, come together, let's have a social contract with Coupe or Mteki and anyone, they become pieces of paper which are not going to take this country anyway.
Thank you so much. Tinengue mtereri. Mkoma Richi Mazana. Makadi Mkoma Richi.
Zibu angu makadi eni.
Tirinani. Murukupi Mkoma Richi.
Zibu Jobbeg.
Parisi ipa Jobbeg hapa. Egol.
Aywa. Papari bogo. Mkoma kulipe bogo.
Kuno ukuri nani shako. Nyayari mdari rumainzi kwa Mkoma Richi. Tukutawara mamiru waka eta zinu kunyika oku. Vamo warukutu kwa biri gira ingu.
Ndosha chungo ndosha ngo tara wani.
Mm-hmm. Po gazi risikuwa sei.
Halo?
Ndatipanga gazi risikuwa sei.
Hey, hapa tono dawiti. Sema miru waka ita suma haya. Wanawe Zimbabwe waru kuchema nye uti hakunama basa employment jivusha ikwa ndi waru kucha anti-president haru kungo ramba chingo promisa wano kuti chungusikia ita seta but rafika only change kukita kwa suyume plasiti ima price zesuna haru kukira each and every time chaka tinga kukitu wano urara mase ime kuda kwa suja kanda eso
saka imi mkoma
imi mwomero
taurengi
Saka ini ni maone naichi wana sabiti Chuchuwaka mbote anzi Chukwansa wano kumbira maari kune jume nika Dai wakwansa wili na uwira na jume nika Kini wakwansa wakwansa maari kutuwa kineka Enzi wendeli waka kutuwa kineka
Imi mkubati rose wa mwari kumusha wuku Nima mira ita zunu mkoma richi
Sichungu mtenda umari ya tingita kwa nisego ubatilani zori usika zoeko mpeto Yerezo enda umabondi, umabondi achena ninga awa ndisa Mara achena yetu unyatupana
Ayu wati, no tenda shukuru mkoma Richi Nekupinda mchirongwa chedu
All right, thank you very much.
No tenda shukuru Richi, of course you heard what he's saying that mega deals. He hopes that they will materialize and Zimbabwe will be able to at least borrow some money from foreign governments or institutions in Tunga.
Indeed, it's 7 minutes before the top of the hour, so we are wrapping up things here. Tonight we are having a conversation about the state of the nation given the collapsing economy. We have Mr. Japhet Moyo of the Zimbabwe Congress of Trade Unions, as well as Mr. Efidlela Ncube of the organization National Consumer Rights Association. Gentlemen, before we come to you to wrap up, let's take a listener. Utelani ecingweni. Kunjani mnumzane? Yes, ungenile kuhlelo. When you see Phimbo kancane.
Yeah.
Mhm. Oh, thina ngokwenzakala ekhaya yonke inyaka lekho.
Lapha bese kufuna ukuthi abantu bayabambaza.
Ebese besenzani?
Ngavuselela i-economy.
Hayi, bazabambana phela then bathathe action bani ukuze i-economy ivuke. Angazi lapho ukuthi ngani umlaleli decide ukuqhuma ucingo kodwa Begumutelani gelo. He was saying, you know, people should come together. But I was like, okay, they come together, then do what? Then he decided to draw the line. We have 5 minutes remaining on the clock.
Let's go back to Mr. Ngube. Mr. Ngube, are you still on the line?
Yes, I am.
You heard what Mr. Moyo said there about targeted sanctions. Can this be the reason why the economy is not performing? Because that is what the government says each time people accuse it of not delivering election promises.
Well, the biggest problem in Zimbabwe is political corruption, cronies that are linked to the national pace, the mismanagement of the economy, the rising cartels, the economic cartels that are run by the very politicians that we have, the market that is run by the politicians. So even if you were to lift all the targeted sanctions today, the economy would never resuscitate, would never be restored, would never recover, because the economic fundamentals that have nothing to do with the sanctions or the targeted measures are not in place. Our biggest problem, I will go back to what I said earlier on, it's not immediately that you have first world countries that have working economies. Those economies are working because their politics is working. You have to get your politics in order first, get your political fundamentals in place, put your political set first before you move to the economy and so forth. What is the problem here, even before you go back to around 2000 or as early as 2000 thereabouts? If you jump to the 1990s, our economy was already in trouble. Late 80s, before the introduction of ASAP, there were already signs that our economy was being mismanaged through corruption and so forth. So to blame targeted measures or sanctions and so forth without taking responsibility of the mismanagement of the economy, you are not going to go anywhere. We need to fix our politics. We need to have policy certainty. We need to attract investors, both within the country and outside the country. And for that to happen, we have to respect the rule of law. We have to respect our constitution. We have to respect our elections, run free and fair elections. We have to stabilize our politics. And we have to ensure that those that invest their money in the country are certain that it just the day after their money is not going to be nationalized. So you need to put your pieces together before you complain about the rest of other things. So that dialogue that people are talking about has to put the political fundamentals in place. Thereafter, those political fundamentals will shape the economic fundamentals that will then stabilize the economy. As we speak today, there is no ZEFA, there is no electricity, and a potential investor who is sitting somewhere knowing that he's going to come in here and lose billions of dollars, he's not going to come in.
Mm-hmm.
His policy has inhibited investment.
Thank you, Mr. Ngube. Let's leave it there. Babu Moyo, ule 30 seconds, kusi pamazwako uti.
We had the opportunity to run an election whose outcome was not going to be contested, and we threw that opportunity through the window. That's where we made a big mistake. So we have to go back and restart the process.
Mm-hmm. That will be 2023, right?
Press the reset button. That's what Mr. Moyo is saying there. But, of course, time is not our best ally. And we have to take this opportunity to thank our guest this evening, Efintela Ngube of the National Consumer Rights Association, Zimbabwe Congress of Trade Unions Secretary General, Mr. Japhet Moyo. We want to also thank our listeners, our viewers, and of course our brilliant team behind the scenes, our producer and engineers. And signing off and saying, have a blessed weekend. This is yours truly, Blessing Zulu.
Kwanele Zimbabwe omuhle libele mpela viki elichukela. Olivalelisayo, mtungamili nkomo.